lives, the hearts of these young people. Never seen anything like it, I tell you the truth. My mind's racing, there's so much I wanted to say, I should have wrote it down. You know, it wasn't just the volleyball, the paintball, the dodgeball, all this stuff. It was the preaching of this book, the preaching of the Word of God, 2.5 hours in the morning, and then three and a half, almost 4 hours at night, and not once in my cabin, I was with the boys, not once was there any complaint about how long the service went. And guys, kids that I don't see sing so much, you can tell they all lost their voices. I look back at Mike Young, we were singing Mansion on the Hilltop, his face is so red, and you know he's going, I'm looking behind like, wow. And I tell everyone's talking about this kid Vinny. I tell, and everyone's mentioned him. I wanted to mention him too. He's just a little guy, Vinny. We call him my cousin Vinny. He's a little. Everyone's calling him Joe Pesci. I mean, this kid can talk. He didn't stop talking. He talks and talks. And he doesn't stop talking, man. But I tell you what, when he got to that service, you know, his mouth stopped and his ears were open. And I tell you what, he told me he's going to go home. And that's what Rochelle, they already brought it up already. Thrown away all his CDs, all his music CDs, everything. He was convicted. God worked in his life. And on the way back, just before getting here in the van, I looked back at him. I said, you still feel the same? You're still going to get rid of that stuff? He says, yeah, I'm getting rid of it. And I told him, don't wait, man. So I hope that's what he's doing today, man. But I just want to keep these young people in prayer. They need to continue it. I quoted the verse last night. Paul told Timothy, continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise until salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And this week, I tell you, it wasn't just them, it was me. I was convicted, I was reproved, I was rebuked, and whatever title I call myself, youth leader or whatever, a director, I was learning some things, and there's some things that I've done wrong, and maybe I haven't put this book on the top. You know what I mean? Some things may have been above it. And it's this book, and it's my family, and it's this youth group, and that's the way it should be. And I appreciate your prayers, and I want another chance.
Amen, brother.
I just want to continue. So.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was just going to say that it's been such a blessing to go to camp, and as you can tell, I lost my voice too, but it's good. I'm glad that I lost my voice because I lost it praising the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
It's been such a blessing. I've learned so many things about my friends that were in the cabin, man, that I never would have guessed, and the hard times that they're going through, and I'm going to pray for them every day that they get through their trials, right? And I'm going through a hard time too, and I'm just glad that he put me through it because I was leading the wrong way. My friends were pulling me away. Everything going on at my house was just, I was turning away from God and going to the world for help and taking advice from my friends instead of the Lord. And I wasn't reading my Bible every day. I wasn't praying every day, but. Mm. And I've changed so much since I've been to the camp. Micah, he's a little kid. He was preaching at the camp, and it was such a blessing to me. He preached on anger, and I had a lot of anger, and I can't be mad anymore. And instead of being mad at the people, I'm gonna pray for them now. I pray for my family because a lot of them aren't saved, and I need to try and witness to them more. And it's just been such a blessing going there, and I'm so happy now. I'm not mad anymore.
Tough, anyway. Even if you do mind. Huh? Yeah, we'll just let the Lord lead this morning. I'll tell you, because what happened in the hearts of some of your kids is some of your parents, I don't know if you even realize how important this is. This is important to our church, it's important to the families, and obviously it's important to these children. Good decisions were made, decisions that could change a kid's direction for his whole life. And we need to thank God for it and just encourage these children. All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead, Stephen.
I just want to say how special it is, you know, to have all Christian guys and girls together, like 250 of us just together and listen to the preaching and everything, you know. And hearing the testimonies of the other people from the other churches, you know, it, like, convicts you, because these are people who, like, come from, like, all these, like, bad backgrounds and just, like, the sin that their parents and their, all their friends, and they come here as, like, a haven for them. And, you know, it made me think, you know, like the preacher was saying, and Mrs. Akeem said how she came from, like, a bad name. I come from a good name. And, you know, he was saying not only, like, you can change your name, but if you have a good name, then shame on you for breaking that, you know? And,
amen.
You know, it made me think, you know, like, my mom and my dad are both saved. And, you know, I need to be a good testimony to my little brother right here, to my older one in the back, and, you know, like, it was just, like, when you're there, it's all, like, the preaching and everything, but when you come back, you know, you got to keep that, because you can lose that so
fast.
Right.
Amen.
And I praise God, because I thought about it, it's all good, we're here, who's preaching, and I was like, but I don't even know how it's going to be when I come back, and I was praying about that, and when I came back, you know, we watched the Yankee game, and I didn't even remember the TV. Like, I forgot there was TV. I forgot I had a computer, you know, and it was just that good. And this morning, I woke up, and, like, one of the first things I was doing to come down, I saw my Bible, and I felt like reading my Bible. Like, I had a strong desire to read my Bible.
Amen.
And
amen.
I can praise the Lord for that, you know.
Amen.
And I like how we were all encouraged between each other. There was iron sharpening iron there, and, you know, and just pray for us that we keep that, because I don't want to lose that, especially
amen.
When school comes around. It's so easy, because the world was not a youth camp that week. We were.
That's right.
So we got to remember that, and we got to remember that the world is all together, but we're separate and we're different, and you know, and we don't have each other when we're in school, but we have each other by ourselves. We have the Lord, and we got to remember that. We got to pray about that, and we got to keep that. And that's it.
Amen. 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 Woo! Do you feel like shouting yet? Oh man. Okay.
I wasn't there. But I want to just thank God for, I say Paul and Gemmelin, but whoever else is behind the youth kit, the youth group, there for them, and it's a blessing. And I didn't get too much out of Lynette. I thank God she went and was able to split the week, and she was able to go, because the world is, they're in this world, and it just takes over. And I just keep trying to keep the balance of, you know, the world and church and activities with the church, that it would pull her more where she was with the church. You know, I see the world creeping in, and I didn't get much from her. I see a little something in it, but I'm hearing they all lost their voice. She keeps saying, I lost my voice. So that I didn't hear why she lost her voice, so I'm hoping it's the same reason.
It was. And, it is.
And they really do need our prayers, these kids.
That's right.
Because a few of them said it. It's so easily forgotten about, you know, once they're out of it. And that's why I'm so thankful for, as often as they get together with the church, with the youth group, and do the activities they do. And and it was also a blessing to hear a few girls with kids say the problems they had. You know, you see these kids in church, and you think everything's great for them, and you don't wish any harm on, but to know that it's not just you going through things in your family, and to know that, well, I know that if you, the devil will stop, you know, make you feel miserable and not want you to participate in godly things and things with the church, but it's to just push yourself to do it, because once you're there, it's a blessing, and you'll only lose out on blessings by, you know, not getting and doing. And I'm thankful that everything worked out for the
Amen.
Kids that gave this testimony. And just
Amen.
Keep praying for them, and praying for, I don't know what you would call, the adults that are involved with the kids. I thank God for them.
Amen. Amen. whole trip. I came Wednesday night. I drove down with Paul and Lynette and Lydia. But the night that I got there, just hearing the preaching, and as each new day came, I really wish that I was there for the whole thing, seeing a lot of the kids in the youth group just like getting things right one by one. Just, I mean, they've, most of the kids there, I mentioned this the last night, they've never seen an altar call. I mean, normally in our church we don't do that very often, but it took like a step of faith for a lot of them to just get out of their seats and walk up in front of everybody and just kneel down. And I saw a lot of them crying down at the altar, and it was a blessing to see all of our kids doing that. And just the spirit that was there, it was amazing. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. There was a kid who had gotten saved there 2 days before, and Friday night he got up and preached. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. He couldn't have been more than like 14 or 15. He was a little black kid, and I think he was just one of the friends, one of the kids from the group, and he didn't know anything, but he wanted to tell what he knew. And he got up in front of everybody, and he said all the verses that people had signed on the back of his shirt, and he was like encouraging all the other kids there just to like do right. And it was just a blessing to my heart to see that, and I'm really thankful that the Lord let me go to the camp this year.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to say that I'm thankful that I went to this camp, and to hear all the kids' testimonies of how they have broken homes and everything. And I'm just so thankful that I have the same family. And from what Vinny said in the car, I was sitting next to him, and he said to me, "Yeah, Jenny just got saved." And I was just thinking in my head, well, now since him and his sister are saved, their family is like one step closer to getting
Amen.
Saved. And pastors there said it's going to be tough going back to school, because especially if you're in public school, because you have all unsafe friends. And all of them said, "I'm going to get rid of all my friends, and I'm just praying that I will too, and I can preach to some of mine."
Amen. 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 Okay.
I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity I had to go and be a counselor for the girls' cabin. And let me just tell you, I went there, you know, the week before, I've been praying, just, Lord, let me be a blessing to these young girls. Having recently, I guess, been a teenager myself, I know some of the things they're going through, and I just wanted to be an encouragement. Let me tell you, I got more of a blessing from these ladies and from these teens in our church. I just praise the Lord for them. And parents, you would be proud of your children and of what the Lord is doing in their lives. And more so than the preaching, let me tell you, the preaching was amazing. But I was blessed by these girls in our cabin and their zeal to memorize these verses and just to learn the Word of God. And it wasn't just so that they could get the points for their team. They wanted to learn the verses. And day after day, they were, you know, learning new ones, repeating the old ones, and they wanted to get them down deep in their hearts, and that was just a blessing to me.
Amen. Really. Amen. Blessing. Amen. Beth, stay standing. I wanted to just recognize.
I just want to say, I know that there's a lot of people that wanted to
Hold
go and didn't get
Deb.
To go.
Hold it closer, Deb.
Okay. Don't be discouraged that you didn't get to go and you didn't get to hear the preaching, because I know this might sound like bad toward what everybody's saying, but I just want to say that I'm thankful for this church and for our pastor, because I definitely felt that the best preaching I got that while I was there was when pastor was preaching. He gave the most scripture, he said everything, and I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful that we could come back to this church and have that preaching being taught to us. And don't be discouraged because you didn't get to go, because you know what, there's other things around you could still go to. And just that's it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just want to give a different look at the whole friend thing with other youth kids. You know, Jesus didn't get rid of his worldly friends. Instead, He went to them and helped them, like when he ate with the sinners. Remember that? Well, maybe instead of getting rid of your friends, why don't you try to help them? That's what I'm going to do. I mean,
amen.
Well, anyway, yeah. So I had a good time at the camp, got some from it. And she was right when she said Pastor was really good when he preached. So thanks, Pastor.
Giving me a chance to go. I know that I'm not a youth anymore. It's a blessing. I'm excited to go because that's where my husband met, in the camp.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
And such a blessing to be with the kids and the unity. No complaining. They get up. They actually help me with my kid. Run water. Get me ice. And I want to thank the Lord for that. And I hope that we could be more blessing to these kids.
Amen. 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 All right. Someone at the back wanted to.
Now, I didn't go, and my children didn't go, but I'm kicking myself. Each time someone stands up here, I get kicked in the head. I made a bad decision a few weeks back when I let Matthew stay with his uncle up in Montreal so I can bring down his grandmother. Now, I should have brought down his grandmother, and I should have had him next to me so that he could go to this camp.
Mm. Next year, brother. Okay. All right.
Come up, please. Thank you.
just look at some things together. The musicians, if you want to, you can stay put. We're not going to be here long enough for you to get settled. Just stay in your seats. Last Sunday, and I'll continue the message next Sunday, but last Sunday we were talking about how there can be in the life of a Christian real joy, real rejoicing, even a shout in the camp. And our kids experienced that this week for themselves. The continual influence of the Word of God, some good fellowship, and you know what? Our kids were shouting this week. It was a blessing. I was sitting there watching it with my own eyes. They were shouting, thanking the Lord, praising the Lord, singing at the top of their lungs. And it wasn't just because it was like a football rally. They were singing about the Lord, and it was such a blessing. But this thought struck me is that, and I guess I saw it for this in the Scriptures for the first time, how much the Lord praises the Lord. You ever think about that? The Lord praises the Lord, right? On this earth, Jesus Christ prayed to His Heavenly Father, yet He's God Himself. And the Lord Jesus Christ, on more than one occasion, He lifted up His voice and praised the Lord. And I just want you to see these two verses. Psalm 22. And I wanted you just to be reminded that even Jesus Christ opens His mouth and praises the Lord. Psalm 22, we were going to look at several verses, but we'll just take a shot at this one verse. Verse 22, Psalm 22, 22. And of course, the chapter is about the Lord's crucifixion. And in verse number 22, this is Jesus Christ speaking. Verse 22, I will declare Thy name unto My brethren. Watch this. In the midst of the congregation will I praise Thee. Now, who's speaking there? You know who's speaking that? That's your Savior. You know what He said? In the midst of the congregation, He said, I'm going to praise Thee. You know that even in the midst of this congregation, the Godhead counsels among itself. The Lord Jesus Christ, the God the Son, prayed to God the Father. There is counsel and there is praise between the members of the Godhead. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, in the midst of the congregation, I will praise Thee. How dare you and I, in this congregation, not be able to open our mouth and praise the Lord? Jesus Christ Himself said, I'll do that. He said, I will do that. Look down in verse number 25. He said, My praise, this is still the Lord speaking, My praise shall be of Thee in the great congregation. That's the one in heaven. I will pay My vows before them that fear Him. All right, turn over to Psalm 69. Psalm 69. I'm not giving you my message this morning. That's on another 4 sheets of paper. This is just something I jotted down this morning and just thinking about this, how the Lord praises. Psalm 69. Psalm 69 is also a chapter about the Lord. It's a messianic psalm. That means it's about the Messiah. It's about Jesus Christ. You can see that in verse number 8, verse 9. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, an alien unto my mother's children. The zeal of Thine house hath eaten me up. Etc., etc. This is Christ speaking. Look at verse number 20. It says, Reproach hath broken my heart. I am full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. That's the Lord. But just skip down to verse number 29. I am poor and sorrowful. Yes, He was a man of sorrows. Let Thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. It certainly did. He's exalted on high. Verse 30, this is still Him speaking. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. You know what? The Lord Jesus Christ, even in heaven, is not only receiving praise, but praising Himself. He can praise Himself. He can praise God Himself. That's what it says. I want to show you another one. This will be a blessing to you. I know it will. Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah, if you can find that one. And this will be the last one. We'll close on this one. Zephaniah chapter 3, and then we're going to go home. This is really unusual this morning. I wanted to preach this morning, but I'm going to have to wait a week. Zephaniah. So I'm going to try not to just dump it all on you right now, but we're going to go home. Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah chapter 3. And can you find it? Zephaniah chapter 3. And let's look at verse number 3. You ready for this? I got a blessing out of this verse this morning because I thought about how the shepherd, when he loses his sheep, remember in Luke chapter 15, he went out, and what did he do when he found the sheep? It says he rejoiced. With great joy, he rejoiced. Why? He found the sheep. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 that while the Lord was on the cross, he, for the joy that was set before him, there was something in the future that was set before him, joy, rejoicing, that helped him to endure the suffering. Look at what it was. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 17, well, verse 16. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. Watch verse 17. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. What? You mean we're here singing about him. Do you know what he's singing about? He's singing about you. That's what that says. He rejoices over those who are his with singing. I can't wait to get to heaven to hear my Savior sing. He's singing in glory. And it says right there, he'll rejoice over us with singing. You know what? You got to get with it. Some of you got to get with it. You are out of the loop, man. You are out of the loop. You might as well get used to it. You're going to be singing in heaven. You're going to be shouting in heaven. You're going to be rejoicing in heaven. You might as well get started now. Some of you, you really need to, I don't know what it is. I was going to preach this morning on why Christians lose their joy, how you lose your shout. And some of us lose our shout. And I'm going to, next Sunday, I guess we'll save it for next Sunday, but I want to talk to you about how you lose your shout and how to get it back again. But if you're here this morning and you're saved, you got a lot to sing and shout about. Even the Lord Jesus Christ rejoices and sings in heaven. And if you're here this morning, maybe one of the reasons you don't have a shout and have any joy in your heart is maybe you don't know the Lord as your Savior. If you're here today and that's the problem, then you can get that fixed before we leave. And we won't go any further with that this morning. Let's stand together and bow our heads. I think the Lord can do something even with a service this different. Let's bow our heads this morning. We're going to go home. I know we had some visitors this morning. And Bob, it's great to have you with us this morning. Thank you for coming today. I don't know if we had any other first-time visitors with us, but if you were and we forgot to recognize you, please forgive us. But I wonder, before we leave this room, if we could just bow our heads and close our eyes. You know what? You've seen and heard enough already this morning to know that God is real. And I hope you've been blessed by the testimonies and the music that the young people gave you this morning. This was totally unplanned. This was not on the schedule at all for today, but the Lord had other ideas, so that's okay. But you know what? I know the Lord did it for a reason. Somebody here this morning needed to see it. Maybe some of the young people here, maybe that joy and that happiness is missing in your life. Some of you are so sour, and so you look so depressed all the time. I know there's something about being sober-minded, but you can smile. You are allowed to have some joy. You are allowed to sing. You are allowed to be happy. You have a lot to be happy about, Christian. And if the joy is missing in your life, I just hope as we dismiss this morning that you'll just ask God to put it back. David was afraid of losing his joy. And if you've lost your joy, talk to the Lord and ask him where it went. And ask him to show you how to get it back. And if you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your Savior, then you never can know the joy that we're talking about today until you come to Christ. It's going to be a foreign thing to you. You may have pleasure, and there may be excitement like at a football game or something, but you're not going to know the joy in your heart that comes from knowing your name is written down in the book of life, knowing that your sins are forgiven, knowing that you're on your way to heaven. There's no joy like that. Before we leave this place this morning, I'm just wondering, is there anybody here today you'd say, I want that joy, I know I need to be saved, and I would like you to pray for me. Please pray for me. Is there anyone like that at all? Just anywhere in the room before we go home, you'd say, I'm missing that joy in my life, and I know I need the Lord. Please pray for me today. Is there anyone like that? Just lift your hand up big and tall so I can see it. I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to embarrass you. But if you don't know Christ as your Savior this morning, could we pray for you in this place today? Anyone at all, just lift your hand and put it right back down. I know I need the Lord. Please pray for me this morning. I'd like to be sure I'm saved. Pray for me. Anyone at all? All right. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, today for just the presence of the Holy Spirit of God today. Lord, I thank you for our young people. I thank you for their testimonies and their songs this morning. It's been an encouragement to our hearts. We thank you for this meeting together, Lord. It didn't go the way we had planned, but Lord, I'm sure it went the way you had planned. And that's okay, Lord. We just thank you for guiding and directing. And Lord, we pray that you'd help us to, as we leave this place, just to be thankful to you, Lord. Thankful that we have a Savior in heaven that rejoices over us. And what a blessing to know that, Lord. I pray that we could bring you joy and not sorrow. I pray that in our life, Lord, we'd live in such a way that we'd cause you to rejoice. Father, help us in that. And Lord, I pray for that one in here that may not be saved, that's still going to go out of here lost. Lord, please help them. Help them to repent. Help them to turn around, Lord. Help them to get saved. We pray you'll do it, Lord, for the Lord's sake. And we thank you, Lord, this morning for the time together. We pray you'll just dismiss us now, Lord, with your grace and protection. And bless each one as they go home. We pray for safety, Lord, and may we honor you today with our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. We're dismissed.